everyone. We are back with the next episode of the Raiders Rambles. I am Jolt, chief host of the show, and joining me is none other than my co-host, Avira.
Well, hello, everyone. Hope you're having a fantabulous night.
Indeed. Yeah. What's up? On the show is Inu.
Hi, guys. Just a simple hello here.
I guess that'll suffice. Next on the show is Aeon.
Hola, been a while. I think a couple weeks at least.
It's good. I know we've had people who have gone for longer, but hey, good to have you back on the show again. And last on the show is No Dragons Please.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Good to be back.
Indeed. Now, today, if you live in the United States, today is a very, very special day and one that is worth remembering. Yes, I'm talking about this is September 11th.
It's really crazy to think that it's been 19 years. And we're still fighting wars in Afghanistan for this.
It's absolutely bonkers to think that.
Hey!
I steal your bonkers.
Sorry.
No, yeah, it is, though.
It is. I mean, let me start with my story. I was 9 years old when I first saw it on the big screen, on my big screen TV. Not a big screen, but still. And literally, there was just wall-to-wall news coverage nonstop, like all day long up until the evening. And even then, in my school, they were just talking about what happened today. And even the children at my, school knew, like, it was like the collapse of the Twin Towers. And that was pretty much it. It was surreal just to see the damage from that distance on the screen. I didn't know what to think of it at the time, or any of the big plots, but I guess that's what 9-year-old me and 9-year-old me actually just wanted where the heck are the morning TV shows before I went to school.
I mean, I was in school when it happened, and then they took us all to the library for safety purposes and everything. Just because, who knew what else was going to happen that day. And then, literally, they turned on the news after the first plane hits, and, us as, 10-year-old kids literally watched the second plane hitting the tower. And then they're like, all right, well, we've cleared you guys to, all go home from school today.
Man, it was pretty unprecedented, especially, with the news coverage. I'm pretty sure, that changed. What was it? It was 4.5 hours long of just straight up the news. And
yeah.
That was back in the day when CNN used to be credible.
Yeah.
Back when CNN had a brain, you mean? Before
yeah,
they became mentally retarded.
I'll say this much. I'm pretty old. I'm 42-year-old right now. And most of the people listening to this right now either really young or not even born yet. I watched the entire thing happen from my kitchen window because I was living right across the street from New York City. I was in the Jersey side. And I'm not going to go into too many details because it gets pretty dark really quickly. But someone said something to me earlier today, and I'm like, how can it be that we... people are saying something like happy 9/11. It's not exactly happy. I personally, seeing all that happen from my kitchen window, I'm like, I can't celebrate it the same way you celebrate Christmas or the way those guys that bombed us are celebrating death to America. I'm like, you know what? Before 9/11, it was not exactly the best country in the world, but way better than what it is now. And they're like, oh, I'm so sorry, Inu. I didn't realize. I'm so sorry. I used the wrong language. I'm like, no. Listen, you're very young. all you know is what they teach you in school. You don't know a world before war, before all this wokeness, and I feel sorry for you because you was born in this world, and it's just, it's horrible.
I mean, I can somewhat like sympathize with you because I feel like I was 10 and it just felt like there wasn't much to worry about before like 9/11. Like everyone just kind of like went on with their day. The worst thing you worry about is like, you know, did you have a bad day at work? Stuff like that.
How about this? The biggest thing to worry about when he was at home was, Mom, don't pick up the phone. I'm using AOL online.
Not that.
I remember that.
We were on dial-up still, most of us.
Yeah, I was until I was like 13 or so.
I had
Windows 98 or something.
I have experience with Windows 98. Oh, God.
But I mean, just to finish up what I was saying.
At the time, I was pretty sure, you know, we all had, you know, dial-up internet connection and so on. I was one of those people, too. But, my goodness. I know, it's been all those years. Like, to think I still remember what 9-year-old me saw and what 9-year-old me was thinking at the time when it happened.
I mean, I still have the vivid imagination of them taking us all out of, like, all of our classrooms to put us in the library for safekeeping.
Yeah.
Just because they didn't know what else was going to happen.
I'll say this much. Like I said, a lot of the people listening to this either weren't born yet or were very young when it happened. And they don't know a world before 2001. I'll say this much. As dark as it may seem from my eyes, there's still a lot of good in the world. And there's still little chance to turn it around, and it'll never be pre-2000 again. But man, this world can be grand again with the right way and the right things to do. It can be wonderful again.
Indeed.
So I'm sorry for getting a little dark earlier there, but I mean, there's still a lot of good in this world.
Yeah, I mean,
I agree.
Actually,
so I have a pretty crazy story of what my dad told me, because you know he's an officer, and he was working, at, you know, like one of the first responders for 9/11, and they were trying to search for bodies in the rubble, you know, with the fire department. And what they did was, you know, they sent in like the canines to sniff around. Of course, there were no survivors. You know, everyone was basically turned to dust and pulverized. And it turns out the dogs were actually getting like depressed because they felt like they were failing. Aww. And so what they had to do is the firefighters sometimes like they would hide themselves in the rubble just so the dogs would find them, and then they could, you know, continue their search so the dogs are motivated.
Oh my God.
Damn, dude.
Oh my God.
Because they're trained to seek out the reward, and when they find a person, they get rewarded.
Yeah.
That's how they're training. Oh my goodness.
And they didn't find anyone.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Oh, Jesus.
To be blunt, looking back at 9/11, you know, during my second bout, you know, attempt in high school, I was literally tasked to look up 9/11 for an actual report, and seeing everything, you know, since I was a kid, I can remember it, but looking at it all and the planes and all that and the aftermath, it looked like something out of an apocalyptic horror film.
Yeah.
Just, it looked like the end of the world right there.
And I'll tell you this much.
The fact that like both towers just collapsed like that, I mean, my goodness.
And watching those planes literally run into that.
Oh, God.
Just, whoa.
And then they hit the Pentagon.
I pray that nobody ever, ever has to see or smell that.
Nobody should.
Oh, God, the smell.
And all the burning jet fuel.
Yeah.
Looks like an apocalypse, and I bet it smelled like one.
It smelled like, yeah, I'm not going to get too dark, but it smelled.
On a lighter note, Now you can go on Tinder and find someone who wasn't even alive at 9/11.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
I guess that's a new prospect. I guess.
But here we are, 19 years later, looking back. More events have happened that have divided this country than... I can't believe all it took was 9/11 to finally unite us and tell us to, okay, look, let's throw this petty political BS to the side for a minute.
How modern warfare starts. You know, war never changes, right?
That was Fallout, and yes.
Oh yeah, Fallout. That's right.
I mean, here's the thing. I'm definitely going to have to agree. It's going to take a crisis of such a proportion to literally get the country, any country, to unite together and have an actual real solution.
God, I hope not. I hope everybody comes to their senses soon before such an event. And if not, then history's doomed to fucking repeat.
I mean, what it boils down to is people need to stop, like, being so emotionally involved and stuff and, like, kind of look at it from, like, almost as if, like, you're detached from the situation. Even if you're not, like, just look at it and be like, okay, well, logically, does this make sense for me to be upset about this?
Right.
And then, like, if it does or if it doesn't, then, like, if it does, clearly you need to get other people together who have done the same thing and be like, what can we do then?
Well, I'd be pretty excited if, like, aliens invaded. You know,
yeah,
the aliens.
You know, I'm waiting for Murder Hornet arc to pick back up. Like, it appeared so suddenly and then it disappeared.
I think, honestly, don't you just wish you wanted the Murder Hornets to be like, you know, the biblical plague, that proportion?
Yeah.
They kind of are, if you look at it, but here's the thing, there's no such thing. There's species of hornet from China.
Japan, actually.
Still, in Asian country, but still, these things were brutal. The point is, they're an invasive species.
Apparently, they can't make it over mountains. Apparently, they can't make it over mountains, though. Like, they're lowland hornets, not highland. So even though they were like, oh, well, Colorado might be in danger, like, apparently, we're going to be perfectly fine because they can't make it over the Rocky Mountains.
Well, I'll see you guys in a few days.
Didn't they what?
Only find, like, one or two of them, and then the media was, like, all hyping up like crazy.
Well, so they found a colony in Washington, and the, like, one colony, I think. And the media was, like, hyping it up like crazy, and then, like, you actually study them, and you find out that if they go too high in altitude, they actually just die. So they can't make it over the Rocky Mountains, so Colorado's kind of okay. The East Slope's okay. West Slope might be screwed, but East Slope will be fine.
Okay.
From one apocalypse to another. Jesus crazy Christ.
Crazy how this works, right? It's almost as if we're never going to have the end of it. Ah, well. I digress. But more on that in a few. Yeah, more on that in a few, because, yeah, the apocalypse is still raging. But yeah, I mean, to be real with you though, Inu, if you're at really, really big thanks, you know, maybe you have much more stories to tell about 9/11 than I guess from my own lenses.
Again, I apologize if I got a little dark there. It's just it's really hard not to.
I mean, that's why we have this day to remember what the hell happened.
Yeah.
And as a constant reminder of what could happen if we don't do something about it.
And of course, naturally, you have people who are trying to be like, oh, you shouldn't do remembrance, but I mean, it is something to remember.
And that's when I tell them to get bent, because I have a right to remember something that messed up. We all remember where we were.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I guess you guys are right. You do need a little bit of darkness to appreciate the light.
True.
Hey,
this can't always be light.
Isn't that a quote from a game too?
We work in the dark to serve the light.
Good quote though.
It's a wanted. Quote.
I don't know where that quote came from.
I don't know. I don't remember, but it's such a good quote.
Yeah.
I keep saying wanted because I heard them say that quote in like the trailers for the film. You know, we work in the dark to serve the light or something like that.
I've heard that saying before. I can't remember where they came from. I can't
or
remember.
Or may have been Assassin's Creed. I can't remember. I know I it's really one of the remember. Two.
With great power comes great responsibility.
No, yes. Thanks, Yoda.
Bastard.
Okay, Uncle Ben.
That's
how to trigger two fandoms at the same time. With great power comes great responsibility. Thanks, Yoda.
Oh no, you didn't.
All right.
Still sucks that we lost Stan Lee, man.
I agree. Yeah.
All right. Now, yeah, I believe that's our, you know, that's great for our remembrance. never forget what happened on that day. I know I really couldn't ever. That's just going to live with me. You know? It's not something you'll ever forget. But I guess we've got a few things on a bit of a lighter note. So we've got a couple of interesting comments. Earth Power says, if aliens were real, let's hope they don't have advanced artificial intelligence.
Well, you know, Earth Power, it depends on which Stellaris expansion they have. They might or might not have it.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know what sci-fi series you want to, you know, you want to follow, but I think the advanced
AI, I think,
is probably
hope it's
a given.
Doom. Let's just not hope it's Doom, guys, because we would be screwed if demons from, oh, I don't know, a planet called Hell invade. We would be screwed.
I think you know something. We kind of are living in Doom already. You just don't see them as aliens.
See, okay.
Yes,
see,
you see them as rainbow-haired land whales screeching at the top of their lungs like a cyber demon.
Here's the thing, Aeon. The aliens already invaded, and it is called Fall Guys. Fall Guys is an
the
elaborate
Virginia
experiment.
The Virginia incident.
Fall Guys is an elaborate ruse to try and figure out how humans actually think about problem-solving.
Yeah, we just shoot a gun at it and hope to God it stays dead. And if it doesn't, well, in the words of CD11...
No. Four Guys is a data collection problem to see, you know, so maybe the aliens can discover how humans do just that.
We should all go there.
Let me reiterate my quote. When it comes to aliens and a problem, we use chainsaws. And if the problem persists, use more chainsaw.
Let's go back to Area 51.
Let's just raid the joint. Just have another kegger in the desert and just start running.
You know,
hey, it brings us all together, doesn't it?
You know, I think the reason we didn't find aliens at Area 51 is they all knew we were coming, and they knew inevitably someone would yiff one of them. So they just...
Because everybody want to bust a nut in a xenomorph.
They just fled the scene. They're like, nope, they want to probe us now. We can't have that happen.
But hey...
Run!
Hey, it brung America together.
True.
Yeah.
That's a positive thing. It didn't take another 9/11 to bring us all together. It
yeah.
Them
it
together.
All it just took was one hell of a kegger in the desert.
We need another one like that, or a Burning Man or something.
I mean, we could all Naruto run from the square dancing hurricanes that are about to hit.
Or that meteor that's due to pass over us in, what, like a week?
Yeah, but I mean, you know what every time they say like a meteor is coming towards Earth, they really mean like thousands of miles away. Like
this
oh,
one's coming literally close to us, like up close.
Well, good.
Oh, well, goody. Now, one last live comment before we do go. Speaking of stuff related, I didn't know this, but Chris Love says there's a Hell, Michigan.
Oh yeah, there is actually.
Oh yeah, there's also a place in frickin' Austria called fucking, and I know that's a curse word, but such a place exists.
It's true.
Oh, no, Aeon.
And
never
also, I
do.
Tried to look it up, but there is no place called Suck a Dick in Czech, in like the former Czech Republic.
What?
There is no such village what? Called Suck a Dick. There is no what? Such village called Suck a Dick.
Okay.
Aeon, whatever shall we do? YouTube's gonna take away our monetization, uwu. You said a bad F word. Oh, whoa.
Oh yeah.
I know we got thingers for that. Oh, you're not coming back on. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, YouTube can bite it.
And you've been fined. And you've been I've gotten away with
you get fined.
Far,
you get fined.
I have
Everyone
gotten away with.
Okay,
fined.
Susan Wojcicki, call me when you're done being Oprah.
I have done I have literally said, I'm pretty sure I have a video that is almost like half curse words and it somehow is monetized, so I don't know how well it actually tracks.
Yeah. As long as it's not, you know, as long as it's not touching, you know, touching the touchy topics, you'll be fine.
True.
So, yeah, all good. Anyway, we've got, let's move on to the next, you know, our namesake title.
Yes, commence the madness.
That's right. Yes, I did title it because I was just like, okay, let's go with that then, huh? Our title, you know, how Dungeons & Dragons change female Dragonborn character designs, and why? The female Dragonborn designs in Dungeons & Dragons would change between the 4th and the 5th editions due to a strange anomaly of their biology.
Oh, God, here we go.
Right, yeah. So what you're looking at, if you're on, you know, the video version, is on the left is the 4th edition Dragonborn. On the right is the 5th edition. I mean, understandably, you know, detailing and textures aside, which one would you prefer?
I would prefer the 4th edition.
Yeah.
Screw.
Right. You know, last year when I was Dungeon and Dragons, when I was playing Dungeons and Dragons with a couple of people, I never seen any of these characters. Everything was pencil and paper and sheets full of numbers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why does this make any difference?
Well, because it's the art in the books, generally. Like your expansion books and stuff like that.
Right, right.
I was thrilled because I was imagining that my character was a werewolf. He was some kind of werewolf thing with like a totem spirit or something, and it was cool because I can summon 3 wolves to fight near me.
Ooh.
And
I
never seen any pictures. I've seen pictures of like the enemies. The DM would open up the book and go, all right, this is what a bugbear looks like. Okay, this is what the skull looks like. This is what the demon looks like. This is what the thing looks like. He wouldn't show us our characters.
Wait, so your DM didn't just like give a description of the monster when it would appear?
He would.
Oh,
and
okay.
For anybody who wanted to see it, that's when he'd turn to the page.
Gotcha.
Ah, so he was like a mixture between, you know, novelist and, you know, like narrator, novelist, and so on, right?
Right.
Sorry. I mean, imagination.
Yeah.
I thought Dungeons & Dragons was the imagination game. Why do we even care what they look like?
No, no, it's got to be in VR. The
words of Peter Griffin.
Can't I just picture my big anime titty dragon?
Yeah, Dragon GF, right?
Yeah.
That's our namesake.
First, okay, big so, titty goth girlfriends, now big titty dragon girlfriends. What's the difference? Well, one's a dragon, the other one plays emo music while trying to listen to The Cure or whatever.
Okay. I mean, so back in the day when I was a little bit more cringe, I was dating someone who her nickname was Dragon Girl, and I was Dragons. So, like, you know,
yeah.
I did have a dragon girlfriend at one time, I guess.
How are titties?
Not big anime, no. She was very small, athletic build, so you can imagine, you know.
Yeah, I can see that, yeah. Fun, though. Avery, were you about to say something?
Oh, yeah, just pull up the article for a sec.
Sure thing. Alrighty.
All right, so here's something I found really funny. It says, one complaint fans had regarding the 4th edition of Dungeons & Dragons was that the female Dragonborns were depicted with breasts despite the fact they aren't mammals. Who
All
is
right, let's
complaining
stop there.
About this?
Oh my God, who cares?
Yes. Yeah!
I mean, you know...
You don't see anybody bitching, freaking sorry for my curse words, screeching at the Elder Scrolls because Argonians have those glands.
I know!
Oh, don't worry.
So why does Dungeons & Dragons gotta suffer?
No, don't worry. They're just starting their crusade.
Oh, jeez.
Good, I'll grab my shotgun and yell in freaking shade of Gorath.
It started with Dungeons & Dragons, now it's going to be Elder Scrolls, and before you know it, we're going to just get to Lizardmen.
Actually, you know what, though? There's still a lot of other franchises, too. I remember, like, Divinity also had, you know, those big titty lizards.
Star Ocean has big titty lizards.
You know, the whole idea is they're anthropomorphized. Like, they're not supposed to be anatomically correct. Otherwise, you're just playing as an iguana or something.
An iguana with opposable thumbs, you mean?
Yeah, sure.
Beautiful eyelashes, luscious lips, J-Lo.
Well,
boots with the fur. Like,
and just loads and loads of spikes, you know. So I think when you get when you have the urge to do the touchy feely.
Oh God!
wait, guys! What about Power Rangers with like some of the monsters in that were female and like scaly and had titties? Do we now also go after the Power Rangers?
Yeah, fair trade. If you're gonna go after one, might as well go after the other. Just don't play favorites.
Oh God! What about that alien girl in the movie? Oh God! What was the name? I think it was Total Recall. She had three boobs.
Don't forget Mass Effect. The Asari, I think they were called. I don't know about Turians. I don't think they had any.
We had one thingo in the what's it called? We only had one Turian in one of the DLCs, the female one.
So okay, so here's a question: if Princess Peach is just an upgraded Toad, why does she get to have titties? Toads don't have titties.
Correct.
They do not.
Actually, I'm just looking at, you know, at the Dungeons and Dragons article too as well. Like, we'll continue on with this though. So before we continue our tirade about, you know, what's with what. So Dungeons and Dragons has come under fire for unnecessary sexualization in the past of the Silver Princess module was recall. These complaints mostly stem from the era when the hobby was advertised mostly towards men. Adding fans to the dragon one seemed like a bizarre form of fan service, considering that they are dragon humanoids and aren't otherwise depicted elements meant to be attractive to the audience. What the frick?
I mean, what's wrong with that, though? Like,
okay.
One of the seven rings of hell.
Here's the thing, all right? I used to play with a group, and this guy's wife would literally get way more in sexual detail of how she, a female, was seducing another female, and the rest of us guys are just sitting there like,
what the hell?
Justin, hey, Justin, we think your wife's actually bi.
Like, what? In an actual session?
Yeah, in an actual session, like, so Justin was, like, off going somewhere else, and his wife was playing, like, this thief, and the thief had to seduce one of the female knights, and she went into great detail of how she seduced the female knight and exactly what happened, and all of us are looking at Justin, we're like, did you marry someone who's bi?
Because I can hear the careless whispers all the way to here right now.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's pretty funny.
What about my fox titties?
Actually, I got something foxes better to show you, though. I got something better to show you.
Oh, do you?
The article, as a side mention, we all know this. Putting breasts on lizards and reptiles is nothing new. And we haven't done, you know, everyone does this. And then, you know, the next thing we do want to show you, the XCOM community is thirsty for snack girls.
No
shit.
Who's not thirsty for snack girls? That's the bigger question.
Again, sorry for the curse word, but literally...
Yeah, wow.
Nobody cared. No duh. I think XCOM's designers are pretty turned on by the Nagas.
Yeah.
I mean, look at how they goddamn look, man. Including, straight up, like, what, the newest game, Hydra Squad or something like that? With Torque? Yeah.
Can we?
We're going there.
So I hope that they don't come for League of Legends, because League of Legends quite literally has a snack girl who is sexy. And her name is Cassiopeia.
Okay, but you have to ask the million-dollar question. Would you tread?
Would I tread a snack girl?
Yeah. No, you better not.
I mean...
No. Because of the venom.
No,
don't
tread
step
on
a snack.
Don't tread on snack girl.
Don't step on the snack.
Snacks are good people.
Everybody sports that flag here in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm. Oh my
no
God.
Steppy on snacky.
Nope. No, you better not.
No, otherwise, you know, they're going to get you.
True.
You know, one time, I'm sorry, this is one time. Chuck Norris was walking in a desert and a snake bit him, and after three agonizing days, the snake died.
Ah, Chuck Norris jokes. We'll never have that again because it will be too, and just too right wing. I bet you $5.
Well, of course, he was a straight white male, so.
Chuck Norris once roundhouse kicked someone so hard. Wait, hold up. Chuck Norris once roundhouse kicked someone so hard that he broke the space time continuum.
Did you know he fought Sega Sanshiro at one point and actually destroyed the universe only to recreate it in his image?
Chuck Norris doesn't sleep. He waits.
When the boogeyman goes to bed, he looks under the bed for Chuck Norris.
And my most personal favorite, there is not a chin underneath Chuck Norris's beard. There is only another fist.
Oh, yes.
Oh, actually, you know the one I really like? Chuck Norris doesn't... When Chuck Norris does push-ups, he's not pushing himself up. He's pushing the entire world down.
My favorite one is Chuck Norris invented a cheeseburger by drop-kicking a cow through a chain-link fence.
Ew.
That sounds graphic as hell because of the imagery I'm seeing from that.
Yeah, like a meat grinder.
Right. Yeah, that's good and all that, though. Little interesting live comment, too. 777 Ice Kitsune says, needs more equality for dragons. I think if they're basically, you know, if they are doing this sort of, desexifying this, I just bring this up to you. They're one of the, Dungeons & Dragons staffer, Chris Perkins, says, to visually distinguish females from males in the 4th edition art, we removed the breasts in the 5th edition.
Wait, how do you visually distinguish the difference if you remove them? That's contradictory, isn't it?
One has a slit, the other has a pole.
I would take the pole one, please.
I take my dragon with a pole and not with a slit. Or maybe I want to play slit dragon.
Jesus Christ, it's Dungeons and Dragons. Why are we looking at their genitalia?
What? You mean to tell me you don't just go look at dragon's genitalia?
Unless you want to die.
Where's the bleach? Does anyone have bleach?
No, but I'm going to take it from you so you don't kill yourself with it.
I don't have an overlay for that at the moment, Inu, so I can't help you with that. Just to bring a fine point to this though, Exhibit A is basically, you know the char from Guild Wars series?
Yes. Yeah,
the females don't have visually, defined breasts. And still. Well, that's kind of a bit more of an exception than a rule, you know?
Well, I guess they want to make everything, you can't tell who's a boy and who's a girl. So
yeah, remember, they don't like two genders. Two genders is too many.
No, you're non-binary, agreed. Gender fluid, demisexual.
Yes, you see, that's what they're trying. That's what they're doing.
Well, then I sexually identify as Optimus Prime. If they want to go that route.
Wait. I have to go back to the Tumblr gender thing to tell you my... What is it? Hold up. I have a favorite gender.
Mm-hmm. Oh, me too.
Auntie gender?
Yeah.
Oh, hold up. I gotta find it. Oh, Krista gender. Gender changes at random and may feel fractured between multiple genders as a result.
As Count Dankula would put it, that's a fancy way of saying you don't know.
Yeah, you're confused. My favorite is heliogender, which is related to the sun, and it means that it's a gender that burns bright and is very large. Like, what does that even mean?
Another way of saying you don't know.
That's like an emotion, or like a personality trait. Like, I'm heliogender. Get the fuck out of here.
Well, I mean, I only like Krista gender because it makes me think of, crystal people walking around.
Oh, yeah.
What? I can't remember. I'm trying to think of who was crystalline, but not ice. Silver Surfer, if you want to get down to brass tacks, except he was made of silver.
Yeah.
Those foxes in Star Wars?
Yes.
Cool. Yeah, let's go with that. All right. So, I believe that is that though. Comment in the live section, you know, which dragon would you prefer? A big titty one or a flat one?
Big titty. Oh,
please,
big
God.
Titty. All the way.
Always. All the I way. Need, if you're gonna go for Anthro, go for the realism.
I need my big titty anime dragon girlfriend now.
Ask the weebs and they shall deliver.
I bet there is a body pillar that has big titty anime dragon on it. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, there is.
Of course.
If you build it, they will come.
Oh yeah. All right. So our next article is about a game that I was literally that has been on my hot list, and it would have been, you know, it is a furry favorite. But something has happened, and with the developers.
Oh,
the
God.
Thunder Lotus, the developers, apologizes for ableist storyline in Spiritfarer, pledges to correct the mistake. Now, I was interested in the game. I really was, like, after looking at the trailers. Because, you know, there were anthropomorphized characters in it, too. But, well, yeah, no.
No longer a buy.
Spiritfarer is a truly remarkable video game and one we recommend without hesitation. However, it has come to the attention of some that the title contains a narrative that is potentially offensive to wheelchair-bound individuals.
Okay, how so?
Yeah, what'd they do?
Well, there's apparently there is an element in the story where, you know, one regarding, you know, this is about Spiritfarer is about, you know, well, delivering those from the dead, you know, those who died into, you know, so that they can go for the great beyond.
Okay.
But let's read the developer's apology letter. To the players of Spiritfarer, it has been brought to our attention that some of the writing in Spiritfarer is ableist, especially in the case of one character's description of their own wheelchair. We would like to offer a sincere and heartfelt apology and pledge to correct the lack of sensitivity and good judgment we demonstrated. Yeah, we understand that we unwittingly perpetuate ideas and language that have traditionally been used to exclude and discriminate against people with disabilities while reinforcing ableist views of what they should find empowering. This directly undermines the empathetic spirit that we wish to infuse into every aspect of the game, and we regret this failure.
Oh, wow, wonderful. These people are pussies.
Sounds like a fancy way of saying we're not going to tell you.
How one person can control an entire thing.
It's just so stupid. It's a game.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I agree with you because the developers are actually pushovers. It took one complaint from one, well, you could call her Karen if you want. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
wow.
Yeah, one Twitter user, I'll read you this. One Twitter user, Kayla Whaley, who is a wheelchair user herself, brought the narrative to attention to the public. Says, you know, I'll read the tweet, Fred. Are you kidding me? I can't even play Spiritfarer about how only in death was I able to be free from my dreaded wheelchair. Seriously.
That's kind of inspirational, actually.
So Joel, I'm gonna say something, all right?
Yes.
It might also be borderline offensive.
Yes.
Has this lady played Final Fantasy Tactics Advance? Because there's literally a character in that game who is bound to a wheelchair who doesn't want to go back to reality because he gets to escape his wheelchair in this fantasy world.
I know of a few games that actually use wheelchairs as weapons too, and its name is Dead Rising.
I mean, How about, you know, what's how about people, like, you know, remember in Sly Cooper, one of the Sly Cooper games, one of the characters gets confined to a wheelchair.
Bentley.
Yeah, and that's, you know, being all diverse and stuff, I guess.
Does she hate Professor X because the only way he's able to get out of a wheelchair is because of his psychic powers?
I was just going to say that. How is it Professor X Xavier from the X-Men in a wheelchair?
Yeah, so Professor X is in a wheelchair, and then his name's just the Beast, right? Hank?
Yes.
Yeah, so he developed legs that were able to utilize Professor X's telekinetic abilities to where Professor X could walk.
Oh, that's
how handicap is that? You can control the mind of every X-Men in the world, every mutant in the world, you can control gravity. You can't bring yourself out of the wheelchair. How handicapped is that?
He was shot in the spine, though. I mean, that would do it.
Which makes sense. I mean, if you're going to give him like an origin like that, then yeah, might as well keep it consistent.
Yeah, I mean, I really don't see a problem with this game, though. I mean,
nor do I, and it's over a damn wheelchair. You're joking.
Over one damn Karen.
And
play this game. I'm so offended, you ableists.
Oh, oh, what's next? You're going to be screeching about little Timmy?
She, I mean, let's boil it down. She's offended because it reminds her of the fact
of her
that she's
reality
in
a, that she is yeah. she herself is in a wheelchair, and you know.
But I mean, I guess she okay. So here's my hot take, Joel. Is that she wants to live in a victim mentality instead of being like, you know what? I'm in a wheelchair, but I can still do all this and this.
Here's the thing. Remember when the you know in the game the character said in death was I able to be free from my dreaded wheelchair. I think this Karen wants to be in her wheelchair, you know, in the great beyond.
I was thinking that too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't care about a wheelchair because. Well, you do
I
you,
hope,
man.
Look, here's the thing. I understand. I hope none of, you know, that we don't do anything seriously so crazy or whatever that we have to end up in a wheelchair. I know. If I did,
isn't,
you know. Think, come on, think, of
Karen...
me, think about me. I want, you know, I want to get up and wear my fursuit.
Right.
Yeah.
And I know, you know, you probably had the same thing too, right? You want to get up and wear your fursuit.
This is the same Karen that's saying, don't call me handicapped, call me handicapable.
So,
I don't know, man. Like, I have a couple of friends who are in wheelchairs, and they're sewers, too.
And I know, you too, Avira, you want to get up there and wear your fursuit, so on.
Yeah,
and
of course.
I know.
But, you know, Avira. Like, this is a character in a game, though. Like, bruh.
Avira, I'm sure you've seen the person at Apocalypse in the wheelchair. How awesome is that person?
Yeah. Super cool.
We've all pushed that guy around.
Yep.
He made fun of it. He made something that was fun out of his handicap. He made something fun of
positive.
It.
See, but that's the thing, Inu, is there's people who can, like, you know, things can happen and it can roll off their back and they're like, well, you know what? This isn't the worst thing in the world. And then there's people like this Karen who is just like, how dare you make fun of me? It hurts me and blah 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 blah. But then in reality they're people who have a victim mentality who just want to stay victims. They don't want to like move onward and be like, well, you know what, I'm gonna get over the fact that I'm in a wheelchair because I can still do this and this and this.
Like I said, her weapon of choice is a keyboard or a cell phone,
pretty much.
Like, just how pathetic are these developers? Oh, we're so sincerely sorry, we apologize. Really?
See, this is the problem with Twitter being popular, is like, if anyone posts anything on Twitter, all of a sudden developers are like, oh, we sorry, we didn't mean to hurt you, Uwu-chan.
And we're gonna fix our
I know, here's the thing, the game hasn't even been out for that long, and it took them that, just to be, you know, just to realize they were pushovers. So,
man, there's so many games released in the early 2000s that would not be able to be re-released today because of freaking wimps in society.
Conker's Bad Fur Day. Best game ever.
That will never see the light of day ever again.
Best game ever. I have the N64 and the original Xbox version.
I honestly have no idea how Final Fantasy X, with its super religious undertones, was able to be re-released in today's day and age.
Simple. Square Enix had the money.
Yeah, that's fair. And there's fans like me who are like, you mean I can play Final Fantasy X without having to figure out how to repair my scratch disc? Okay.
I know. I just longed for the nostalgia factor. Right. But ultimately, in the end, though, when you really look at it, though, what most game developers really need is just, you know, okay, nah, this is just one for the complaints hotline. What are we going to do about it? Nah, I just want to scrap it, or just, yeah, okay, this is just one take.
I don't know. The problem is people are too worried about being politically correct nowadays that it's almost creating this sense of political incorrectness by like pandering to everyone.
Yeah, this whole company pandered to one person who is just
reading. Yeah, that's right.
Maybe I should tweet these developers and be like, why can't I get a free game? I am poor. I am financially disabled.
Yeah.
And they would fall for that because they're that stupid.
Remember, they said, you know, hashtag ableism, hashtag spiritfarer, and so on and so on. Oh, and you know what the other weakest thing I part is? They're Canadians.
Okay, I can see the whole apology thing.
We're sorry, eh?
Oh, okay.
Hey, what you talking about, friend? A, B, C, D, E, F, buddy.
Oh, and the funny part is they're the French Canadians too. Montreal, Quebec.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So I guess, you know, make your surrender jokes right here, right now.
No, I don't need to. They already surrendered themselves.
No, stop. I love the Canadians.
Canadians are nice people, all right? They are my three favorite people that always apologize to me when they're the one when I'm the one doing something wrong.
Yeah, I know. I've had good experiences with Canadians. I've had not so good experiences with Canadians. Yeah.
Yeah, I have. When I was at Niagara Falls, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Likewise.
Their government sucks, though.
Too bad their president is a race baiting windbag.
Yeah, but I guess my only experience, just to wrap this kind of topic up with Spiritfarer, the Canadian thing, was how shocked I was when I went to when my dad was asking, where's the toilet, you know, where are the toilets in the, when we were in a supermarket in Montreal, you know, just off of Montreal, and they were speaking French to us, and just pointed it to us. I'm like, okay.
Cool.
I can follow. Yeah, so I guess, you know, if you go to Montreal or around that area, I guess be prepared to understand some French.
Jolt.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that they didn't point to themselves because they were used to being shit on.
Oh. No, don't talk about my favorite Canadians.
The joke was there. It was the low-hanging fruit, and I had to take it.
Okay.
But why, though?
Because why not?
Yeah, I'm going to be like Dankula and still say, but why, though?
Yeah. Yeah, why indeed?
Just kidding. We actually love our French Canadians.
I do, too. It's just, yeah. Just in a band, you know, in another way. I guess you wanted to answer, but yeah. So, we got one last story, and we're gonna, and as we said earlier, we did say, yes, it feels like we are in a, you know, kind of an apocalypse, but even more so now, you know, we've got another apocalyptic story to bring to you. So, here it is. Gender reveal party caused California wildfires, hundreds of homes and acres of green cover gutted in Oregon.
Yeah. But it was a boy, though.
I really don't care because you still caused the forest fire.
I just love the memes that have come from this.
Who would win? Who would win? A large swath of green land in Oregon, or a boy in his mother's belly?
Oh, Jolt, use the picture I sent you. I think this will fit well.
10-4, 10-4. It's coming up. I'm just throwing. I'm getting the meme machine running for your entertainment. It's coming right up. Give me a second. But. Yeah,
how many of you nerds like Magic the Gathering? Because this one's going to be funny.
Avira, I know you love Magic the Gathering.
I do, yes.
Then prepare your anus.
Oh, goodness.
Coming right up, because right now we have this to show you. Hold up. Let me get my screen share running. But yeah, it's crazy how it happened from the get-go, wasn't it? All right, here you go. For your entertainment. Urza's gender reveal party.
Oh my goodness.
Legendary sorcerer. Exile all non-land permanents that aren't legendary. It's a boy!
Wait, this isn't real.
It's a fake card, but the meme
is great.
I mean, it looks pretty good, though. It's a boy! Urza, while creating Karn.
while he's literally nuking the goddamn planet.
I literally saw a TikTok today where firefighters were dumping like the fire retardant stuff, and of course it looks pink, and it's saying how the state of California is saying it's a girl.
Oh! Oh. Get wrecked. Well,
speaking of fire colors, alright, NDP, yes, this is the meme you want to share with me. House wedding, it is a boy, blue fire.
Yes. and then of course everyone remembers the good animated Mulan film. Now all of China knows that it's a boy.
Oh shit. China's furious right now because the frickin' labor camp stuff that they didn't want anybody to know about. And also the fact that they just don't like it. They don't like the remake. I'm sorry, honey.
They really tried, but they, you know what?
Disney cannot walk themselves out of this one. They're screwed.
The thing is that Disney actually made the remake really close to the traditional Chinese story.
But that just wasn't enough for Mr. Xi Jinping.
Oh, is it old habits, old ideas, old culture? Just get
old habits die hard.
Mm-hmm.
So, the wildfires, they started from a smoke bomb, which burned over 300,000 acres.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
That's
like somebody grabbed a flamethrower and kicked that crap off.
That's one expensive gender reveal party.
That is one.
Followed by a night to the prison.
I mean, if you look at different stories, the DA is not sure if they actually want to consider charges or not against the people.
I would.
I mean, it's just like negligence, I would imagine.
And that's why the DA isn't sure that they want to bring charges, because it'd be a waste of time and money just to get a negligence charge.
I got the perfect solution for these two parents. Just say that it was a peaceful gender reveal.
Yes. Fires.
It was a mostly peaceful gender reveal.
Yeah.
I mean, they're in California. Why not?
I mean, it is like, you know, it bled over into Oregon, so, again, it makes doubly as much sense.
Yeah.
Mostly peaceful gender reveal.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no, but they're going to get caught in that lie because, well, what if it wants to change its gender?
Yeah. Oh! Like, why do they still do that?
No. Wait. Can you imagine the kid at 18 being like, yeah, I no longer want to be a boy. I'm going to be a girl. You cost us $3 million. Too bad.
Which one was more expensive, the surgery or the fire?
You know, I think we spoke about this on the show before. They call them babies, the non-binary, they have to grow up and choose their gender. It's like, no.
Oh my god!
What, like freaking Bruno holding a freaking sign attached to his baby saying "gabies"?
No,
they needed
rainbow. Hey, Vera,
have I ever told you my solution to the gender problem?
No.
Just call them people with dicks and people without dicks.
Ah, there
Bam.
You go.
I think also, why don't we go back, back a couple of minutes earlier, you know, people with titties and people without.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, have you seen some man titties, though? They might be like, well, our titties are special, too.
And they bring the boys to the yard.
I'm getting some bad images now.
It's a front hole, please.
It's a front hole.
I need another round of bleach, please.
Nope.
Yes,
snuggles, you know, and that's it, and you are gonna like it.
I think I have the most fitting overlay and in substitute as a substitute for bleach. How about this?
Yes, thank you.
I mean, they already did for the gender reveal party.
Oh, yeah. The state is on.
Meanwhile, at Guadalajara, another gender reveal party is beginning.
Oh, Jesus. Could you imagine? Is it a boy or is it a girl? Surprise!
Are the fireworks going to be blue or are they going to be pink?
Neither.
Are they going to be red or are they going to be blue?
Oh, man.
Hey, I mean, at least, you know, those crazy Californians can give us some good memes from time to time, right?
Even though they can't meme worth crap.
Yeah, but everything they do is meme worthy, so it kind of makes up for it.
True.
I'm convinced that's why we like just keep California around, because we keep California and Florida around because they're both like polar opposites of the meme spectrum.
I mean, you've got Florida Man on one corner, you have Florida Man on the other corner. Well, it's freaking California. What else is there to say?
Yeah, pretty much.
Florida Man v. California, the dawn of madness.
I put my money on Florida Man.
Aeon, don't give Hollywood any ideas. They're going to screw it up.
Florida woman versus the state of Colorado.
The Florida person of non-gender.
Person of Floridian descent.
The person of Floridian descent versus California.
The pod people versus Florida man. Chapter 1, the rage in California.
Chapter 2. It's a girl.
Oh, no. Chapter 3, the brain fisting.
Oh my freaking bonkers.
Yeah, now you said it. You've made somebody happy.
Yeah, you have made someone happy. Even though I stole your bonkers from earlier.
Well, I am the offended. I must go re on Twitter.
Go re on Twitter.
Like a leggy boy. Mind.
But yeah, I guess this is just kind of, you know, related with you guys, right? Like you guys are suffering, you know, burning in Colorado, aren't you?
Actually, I haven't looked at the update, so the snowstorm may have actually just finished all the wildfires off until someone starts a new one.
Like a dingbat.
Yeah. Let's see. The state fire ban is extended till October 7th. I don't know why. This happened yesterday. So obviously not all the fires are out, but at least for like the last few days I've been able to breathe normally.
Well, you see, this is how you know that God loves Colorado and the hell with California.
Considering that he's trying to do whatever he can to make that son of a bitch sink into the ocean.
Because he gave us snow and California hasn't had rain in about like 3 months. Yay.
Right. I guess, You're definitely on the point too. Like, I would agree that the God loves thing we're also going to bleed over to Australia.
Ooh, huh? That's
because,
true.
Because we had I still remember so vividly. We had those fires at the end of last year, and then I returned from vacay and it was raining, and we felt blessed at the time.
Yeah.
Rains have come back.
So, three of our wildfires are above 90% contained, but one is still only 4% contained. So I'll probably see smoke again tomorrow. Yay,
yeah, me
smoke.
Too, probably. Get ready for Silent Hill again.
Woo! I was just about to say that. Yeah.
As long as it's not as bad as it was on Monday, when ash was literally raining from the sky, and I'm like, cool, I have appeared in hell.
No, you appeared at the aftermath of Mount St. Helens.
Oh, yeah, there we go. The aftermath of Pompeii. I was traveling out of Pompeii for business, and I came back home.
And it's just a white wonderland.
Yeah,
it's
pretty
much. If it's not snow, then what is this?
I think speaking of memes, my favorite meme, when it did snow in Colorado after being on fire for like so long, you guys have watched Avatar The Last Airbender, right?
Uh-huh. Oh,
You guys remember when they're in the Northern Water Tribe and Sokka sees the snow mixed with soot? It had as the headline, everyone in Denver right now, snow mixed with soot is the Fire Nation.
Oh my goodness.
Everything was fine until the Fire Nation attacked.
In this case, Fire Nation is Californians.
Jolt, is that meme too bad for YouTube?
No, I can pretty much plop it up just because it's very, very fitting at the moment. Yes. Thanks for sending it to me, Inu. Let's fire it up.
Meme magic!
I've seen this before. right before they attack my village. Ooh. The fire.
It just...
From the looks of this stuff,
here we go. Here's the last thing I'm going to conclude up with.
Okay.
When Jesus keeps sending wildfires, but California keeps having gay sex.
Oh, no.
So if you rub two sticks together, it starts a fire.
That's one of my favorite memes.
You know, I'm going to say, where is the lie, though? Where is the lie?
Yeah.
That's just,
yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess that is that, though. So as we watch, you know, as we watch the world burn, I guess all you can do is just have, you know, have fun along the way. So, I guess that's how the time we've got. Who'd like to conclude the show on a better note? One at a time.
Well, I'll go first. Getting back to 9/11, I wouldn't say happy 9/11 to anybody anytime.
Same.
And the last thing I'm going to say is, well, you know what? Never mind. It's too bad.
It's so good, though. I guess you need to say what's in your mind if you want to say it. Then, if not, forever hold your peace.
I will hold my peace.
Yeah. All right. So, who's up next? Aeon?
The most I can say is just remember the day. Don't get crazy. Today is the day for remembering what happened and honoring those who actually gave their lives in the service of trying to make sense of the situation. Mm-hmm. As far as that, I don't know why D&D is furious over just dragon things, but okay, whatever. Just keep it away from Elder Scrolls, and if you bring that to Dragon Age, yeah, we're going to have some problems.
Mm-hmm. No, I think that's please. It.
Yeah, so if you see mixed with snow, just remember the Fire Nation is attacking your village very soon. And, you know, can we all thank California for giving us the meme we needed to kind of round out 2020 almost?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
I wonder what the gender of 2020 is going to be.
I don't know. What kind of fire are we going to expect, huh? That's a mystery. We still got 3 months
in
the year.
I will go to low blow and say a meth addicted homeless woman would be 2021's gender.
Possibly.
I mean, we still got 3 months in the year, so, you know, California is pretty much, I wouldn't say California's finished just yet.
No, I'm sure there'll be another meme.
Yeah. Praise the great giraffe in the sky.
And Avira.
Well, on this somber day, I'm hopefully, you know, at least you're entertaining, you know, had a few laughs, but seriously, guys, you know, never forget.
Mm.
And God bless America. Yeah.
Indeed. It took a while for you to recover, but you did. And again, this is why I do not say happy 9/11, because it is a day of remembrance, not, you know, not a day of celebration. So, yeah, even I can see that even from, like, from this great, even, like, you know, when I'm 7,500 miles away from the States.
You mean even upside down you can read to not say happy 9/11?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Why can't basic American?
You know, it's true. I was this, like, you know, I may be this, you know, dyslexic, but actually, I'm actually not. But still, I can read in upside down land. You know, it's a mystery, right?
It is a mystery.
Yeah. But other than that, I just would like to conclude. Like, once again, thanks for those who tuned in. I hope you enjoyed the show as we did making it, even though, this is a somber day indeed. But, you know, we push on and we remember the times, both good and bad, and we bring this to you. Our episodes are available always on Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, BitChute, and more platforms further down the line. And that is that. This is us signing off for the week. Farewell, and until next time.
Later, Raiders.
Bye.
Bye.
Adios.